Director Drake Dormus has an unusual approach to making films, giving actors a rough plot outline and filling in dialogue with improv. Grace Lim tells us how that approach pans out in his new movie, Breathe In.
The ancient Greeks had six different names for love. Philia love is a type of love between parents and children. Eros love is for sexual passion and desire. Drake Doremus explores both in his new movie, Breathe In. It's a gorgeous, tight film until the last portion of the story. Dad Keith, played by Guy Pearce, is a part-time cellist and high school music teacher. Mom Megan, played by Amy Ryan, runs an antique store and collects vintage cookie jars. Daughter Lauren, played by Mackenzie Davis, is a star swimmer and high school student. The movie opens with the family posing for the annual portrait out in the yard of their old, yet perfectly renovated New England home. But something in the tilted handheld camera and grayish light hints at melancholy and discontent. The clues are subtle because everything looks perfect on the surface, but the problems continue to reappear. The women obviously dominate in the home and in the film. It's at this point in the game when darkly beautiful Sophie arrives on scene. Felicity Jones is luminous as the 18-year-old piano prodigy with daddy issues. It's the silent but tightly wound budding relationship between Keith and Sophie that is the center point of the film.
You don't seem as young as you actually are.
One day you'll be free.
The piano plays a key role as a theme in the movie and as a theme in the scoring. When Sophie finally performs a few pieces, something changes in Keith. But it's soon after this point where the film starts to unravel into a cliched, sappy puddle. What started as softly beautiful turns into an annoying tale of deceived wife, bratty daughter, and dissatisfying conclusions. The transition is too drastic and too abrupt. What seems so even-handed and sensitive becomes irrational and hackneyed. Breathe In is delicate and elegant, for the most part. But like this review, the end comes with a bad taste of disappointment. Grace Lim, Annenberg Radio News.